Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Welcome. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's actually hour two, and I'm so glad you tuned in. And if you just tuned in, you missed my first hour discussion with Laurel Bunker. We talked about how God loves every tribe, tongue, every nation. We talked about racial reconciliation. Such an important show. You want to hear it, you can go back to our website, myfaithradio.com. The podcast will be up in just a little bit. Take some time to listen because it's an eye-opener, to say the least. Well, we're going to kind of stay along those same lines. I'm so blessed and honored to have two of my oldest, dearest friends in studio. I celebrate their music, their ministry, and their heart for the nations. And so I don't want to waste another moment. They've got a new album out, so we're going to play some songs off their new acoustic album. In fact, they brought in four copies to give away. So the first four of you to get on the air will get a copy of Dan and Sandy Adler's amazing new album, Acoustic Light. So we're going to play some songs. So they're going to, maybe if we can get them to sing one live and talk about their heart for the kingdom. Let me tell you about them. We'll get them on the show. Dan and Sandy Adler have been married and performing together since 1984. In 1996, they founded Heart of the City's Ministries, a multi-ethnic worship ministry to build bridges between races and denominations. For the past 19 years, they've regularly performed and led worship gatherings with their multi-ethnic Heart of the City worship band. Dan's written, listen to this, over 200 songs, and together he and Sandy have released 8 albums, and they have 2 adult children. Adorable, I might add, Danielle and Ben, and they live in Minneapolis area, and you can read more about them on the web at danandsandyadler.com. Dan and Sandy, welcome back to the studio and to the show.
Thanks, Susie.
Good to be here.
So good to have you. So we love to start out talking scripture. As you know, you've been on the show before. Dan, you chose Psalm 40, verse 3. Great passage. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Talk about why you chose that passage.
Well, I think that's just kind of the essence of what our life has been about for a long time, is that song dedicated to the Lord. And whether it's a vocal project or even, as we're talking about today, instrumental projects, I think when you exalt the Lord, something happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beyond our control completely, and it's not necessarily all cerebral. But spiritual things happen, and many will see and fear and turn to the Lord. And that's our hope with doing the projects that we do, is always a different angle, different style of music, finding a way to hopefully intersect with people's hearts and see them come to the Lord through what we're doing.
When you think what Scripture says, you know, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. And so if we lift him up in whatever it is we're doing, Jesus is drawn near. And I was going to get to this later in the interview, but I think it fits now. Sandy, I'll ask you about this. But you guys play at the airport, and you're playing instrumental music, but you're doing it because you're Christ followers as unto God. You're lifting him up.
Yeah.
And you're finding that he's drawing people to you and opening doors for conversations from instrumental music. Say a word about that.
Well, we, for us, the whole venue of coming into the airport with our instrumental music is like this Trojan horse we feel like we're riding in. Because, you know, you're not allowed to do faith-based music or even really vocal. They don't want so much. It's instrumental. And so we have this Wind of the Spirit CD that we've been playing, and the native flutes people absolutely love. And so we've been able to have conversations with a good portion of the staff at the airport that work on the days that we're there. And then it's just literally everyone coming off the planes and coming through. We have people weeping, sitting in the chairs. That happens. We pray every time we go the whole way down that God will just bring in there with us his spirit of grace and love, give a word for people, draw people in, like even to just draw them by his spirit in a way they don't understand as they walk by, people who don't know him, Christians who are in pain, anyone who needs to just receive a touch from the Lord that day coming through. And I don't know if you want me to tell you that specific story.
Yeah, why don't you share that story you just shared with me in the green room today?
Yeah.
Because it's an example of when Jesus is lifted up, men are drawn in, and in his presence, the fullness of joy is found. Something does happen when you enter into God's presence in a tangible way like that.
Well, exactly. And then that's that beauty of music. It's kind of this, it's this, you know, avenue of communication of this beauty and truth that we don't have any other way. We can't just go talk about it, you know. So having that outlet at the airport is so important. And this, you know, this kind of thing just happens where people will sit and listen for a long time, and then we have conversations with people from all over the world. It's absolutely awesome. It's just so inspiring. And actually, Acoustic Light came about because of that experience, just writing a whole other project that, you know, that we can communicate that kind of truth to people with. But this one man happened to be walking through, and again, this is kind of just the thing that happens now and then, but he sits down for a while, and I just happened to be, after he was there for maybe 20 minutes or so, in our little area that we play in, he's in one of the comfortable chairs, and I go and sit like across the little coffee table from him. And right away, he's like, you know, we're talking, and he's, you know, asking, why are you sitting here right now? And I'm like, well, it's, you know, it's my break. And he's kind of overwhelmed because he's just sold his whole business. And he says he usually comes to the airport in a three-piece suit, and he's not the kind of guy who even tells his story. So every minute that he's talking to me, he's like, I don't share this kind of stuff with people. I don't like to talk about these things about myself. I'm not really sure why I am. And, you know, this thing, and I'm like, it's okay, you know, and you can tell he's in that place in life where everything's changing. He's gone through some painful changes, but God's been pursuing him, and he doesn't really know God, but all this kind of crazy stuff's been happening to him. And so now he's walking through the airport. He's already feeling this kind of loss and transition and pain. And then he says he's walking by and he hears this music playing, and he just feels struck, like just taken aback, and he sits down in that chair kind of with his head in his hands, and he's just waiting. So then we get into this long conversation about his life.
I'm playing guitar, by the way. She's taking a lunch break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
my
so
lunch break.
I kept playing, and she was taking a lunch break.
Skipped my lunch and just sat and talked to this guy, and he just keeps unfolding and unfolding his story. And as Dan was watching, like, I'm saying very little, just listening and listening and listening, just feeling that prompting of the Spirit, just let him kind of spill this story out. And then at one kind of crux point in the story is like, and so I sort of feel like everywhere I go and everything that's happening, God keeps trying to, keeps love, you know, doing these things in my life, and I don't have any idea why, you know, and just like today, and I waited until we met eyes, and I said, it's because he loves you. He loves you so much. He loves you, you know, and it just washes over him, and he just starts crying. He just puts his head down. And he just starts sobbing right in the airport. And the whole rest of the time we're talking, he really can hardly talk. I gave him one of our CDs, and after a little bit, he left. But it was this profound connection, and it felt like that thing of the Lord just, again, trying to define, and I tried to define Christianity as opposed to just world religions and just a, you know, kind of a generic faith. And so we had a really deep, incredible faith-based conversation, and he was just at this place in life where he's ready to hear it. So, you know, those are those kind of things we pray for and thank God that he brings our way in the airport.
Well, you position yourself in such a way where you put yourself in a position to be able to have those encounters because you go sit at an airport and play instrumental music. I mean, it's not like you guys don't have anything to do with your time.
Right.
And what I love about that is it is you're on mission. It's a mission field. And before I ask you some backstory, Dan, about just your heart for racial reconciliation, I want you just to say a word to the person listening, because someone who may listen to you think, well, I'm not a musician, but you know what? Anything we do, if we bring it as an offering, if we do it as unto God and we lift him up in it, people can experience God's presence as that man did next to you in that music. I just want you to speak to that, because there is a supernatural dynamic when we bring an offering to the Lord, even if it's in our teaching, if it's in our garbage collecting, if it's in our diaper changing. I don't think we realize what spiritual beings we actually are.
Yeah, well, I think if Christians would see themselves as gifted people instead of seeing the pastors as the gifted people, it's like we work really hard to try to get out there and share the gospel. Like, let's do a special outreach thing and let's get missionaries over here and everywhere. But if every Christian is kind of like engaged, you're there. You're there with the other person who needs somebody. And it's like humans, you know, looking for other humans who have encountered God, who have hope to give them. So it doesn't matter what your particular skill is. And I think that's the unfortunate thing of kind of the stage and the stardom of even pastors and musicians, like as if somehow we're better or something more significant. No, it's just the thing that we do at this time. But, you know, but even like Sandy with that encounter, our music drew the person, but it was really her sitting there at lunch being willing to sit and talk with somebody.
Yeah.
And everybody can do that.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, let's back up just a tiny bit. We're going to be playing songs from their brand new album, Acoustic Light. We're going to open the phone lines in just a moment. But we've gotten some backstory when you've been on before, so I'm kind of making a shift in my mind, if you don't mind. But
sure.
Give a little backstory just on when God first grabbed your heart for this issue of racial reconciliation.
Yeah, that was back in 95, actually. And I was working at Church of the Open Door, worship leader there. And I also was hired to Promise Keepers. And Promise Keepers, one of their focuses was racial reconciliation. And that really was the thing that spurred it. And it was it's a long story, but just to say, God just said, I just felt like God was telling us to take the platform we had, to use it with music specifically, to try to bring the body of Christ together. And so in 1996, we just kind of made this huge, huge step out into the unknown and put together this multi-ethnic band from the Twin Cities and began to lead worship with a multi-ethnic band with multi-ethnic music to model the dream of Martin Luther King. You know, it's like that we'd be one, that we'd be united. I mean, it's the dream of Jesus. So Martin Luther King got it. But, you know, that dream of us coming together and joining together in peace. And it's like, the church is the last bastion of segregation in society, you know, and we need to be different. We need to show something different. And musically, we need to do it because music is one of the big things that separates us in church.
Yes, and that's the truth.
And so we try to model that with what
we
do.
Okay. Well, talk about your album, Wind of the Spirit, because that's really the one that sort of inspired you to go to the airport and just set up and see what would happen. But give us just a little background, Sandy, on Wind of the Spirit, if you would, and then we'll get to Acoustic Light.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, Wind of the Spirit was one of those things that was kind of in the domino effect of the whole multiracial focus that we moved into after Church of the Open Door. And we had a Native American singer on our team, and then we added another one. And Dan really, just because I used to be a woodwind player, bought me my first flute for Christmas one year. And you know, I didn't even really know what to do with them. I started listening to some CDs to learn effects and things like that. But we just started adding fills on one song. And people would kind of...
A Native American style song.
Yeah, the one that our Native American singer led out on. And we added that to kind of just give this ambiance to it. And people would come up afterwards, what in all the world is that instrument? And do you have any more songs like that? And then we added an instrumental after that song. And then people were like, do you have any recordings that are just all Native American flute? And that's what got our wheels turning. And we actually started to write with that in mind. I had 4 or 6 flutes by that time. And we just started to write music, sometimes even right in the studio as we were recording the project. But Dan had this arsenal of songs, and I wrote one for the project. And it just grew and grew. And the, you know, it just had a beauty and a reverence and a worshipfulness to it. And again, we do pieces of that every time we do Heart of the City events. But yeah, the idea with the airport we got because we were traveling ourselves and there was a sax player there and we saw him playing and selling CDs and we thought this would be a really cool, interesting gig and a great way to, you know, do outreach. And so that's how we got into the airport. We auditioned. They love the native flutes and now we're one of their, you know, top whatever 3 musicians that they run through that they've put on the schedule.
Boy, that's a shocker. I didn't see that coming. Well, we need to take a break in just a moment, Dan, but set us up for Acoustic Light and the inspiration then behind that.
Yeah, being at the airport, the other project, Wind of the Spirit, was like Native American flute is the main instrument, and then I accompanied it with guitar and then obviously other production underneath that. But I always wanted to do an acoustic guitar project, and I love listening to acoustic guitar music. I also love jazz and smooth jazz, and I thought it'd be fun to pull those things together. So that was kind of the real basic idea behind it, going, well, here we've got this outlet for instrumental music. Why not start writing some music that would be acoustic guitar as the main instrument? And that's kind of where I started the project.
Okay, so we need to take a short break, but I want to hear from you. We've got 4 copies of this album. This would be the kind of album I feel like to have your quiet time, too. I just love instrumental music, and during my prayer time, or if you just need to kind of wind down, put the fire on, put the music on, it is amazing. Acoustic Light by Dan and Sandy Adler. Here's the number, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. The first 4 of you to get on the air to say hey to Dan and Sandy, you get a copy of that album. Or if you email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. When we come back, we'll hear some songs off of Dan and Sandy's brand new album, Acoustic Light. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Have my good friends Dan and Sandy Adler in studio. They're worship leaders. They're ministry kingdom people. There are lots of things, but we're here celebrating today their brand new album, Acoustic Light. Just a collection of amazing original pieces. And we've got four copies for the first four of you to call in just to say hey to Dan and Sandy. We'll be playing parts of those songs and hearing the backstories. 877-933-2484. Leslie's calling in from Fargo, North Dakota. Leslie, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes. Hi. I am just tuning in. I turned it on and I heard you guys talking about Native American flute music and just the gift and blessing of music in general. So I just want to say thank you guys. Ooh, I'm going to continue to listen so I can learn more about you. But thank you for sharing your gift with us.
Mm. Awesome.
I appreciate it. And God bless you both.
Mm. Thank you.
Don't we just have the best listeners?
Yeah.
I love our listeners. Mm-hmm. Leslie, you'll get a copy. I love it. 877-933-2484. Tim's calling in from Minnetonka, Minnesota. Tim, welcome.
Yes, thank you very much.
How you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Good.
And I just want to express my my admiration for the efforts at bringing people together. I love the Native American people, and I'm fascinated with the connection with nature, and so the music seems to enhance my understanding of the culture, so I appreciate it very much.
Mm, very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, Tim, thanks so much. See some other calls coming in. In the meantime, Sandy, tell us about the song Wings of Eagles off the album.
Well, this is the one that's really, you know, a Native American flute really focused song off the project, and this is the only one that I wrote. And Dan is by far and away the prolific writer of us. It just pours out of him. Every thought, every emotion is a song. But for me, just every now and then, this song will come. And this one came when we were at the cabin in the summer, this cabin that people let us use. I'm in the middle of the lake swimming. You know, that's my favorite all-time thing. By myself, it's at sunset. So the sun is setting and all the colors are turning. And a bald eagle comes out from the pines and is soaring right over my head. So I'm in the water and this is all happening. And it's one of those absolutely perfect, amazing God nature moments where I just feel if it wasn't worshipful enough, then it's like this dance of an eagle right above me. And so it was just an incredible worship moment. And the whole song just kind of came to me. I almost had to rush in, grab one of my flutes and get it written down before it went away. And so, yeah, that's how this one came
that's
about.
That's amazing.
And as Dan said, it's Wings of Eagles. It's, you know, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not grow weary and walk and not grow faint. And, you know, that's, of course, the message behind the song. But also I try to portray the beauty of that eagle in flight in the melody.
Well, let's grab Lori from Burnsville just so she doesn't have to wait because I want to make sure she knows she gets an album from you before we play this song. Lori, calling in from Burnsville, welcome.
Hi, thank you guys so much. I've enjoyed the little snippets of music I've heard so far.
Great, thank you.
Thank you for calling, hon. You get the third copy of the Adler's Acoustic Light, and I hope you enjoy. But let's talk about how you guys met as we're waiting for him to cue up this song, because you were a classic artist, and you were a rock and roll star. I don't know. What were you, Dan?
She was really cute, and that was really all it was all about.
That's pretty much it.
I loved her so much when I saw her, and I didn't care how she sang.
You gotta make it work.
Yeah, I don't care how she sang. But she, on the other hand, cared a lot.
Yeah.
So not true.
No, she was I was more of a James Taylor kind of realm, you know, that kind of realm music I loved.
Singer-songwriter, guitar. Writing.
Jazz rock, and then Sandy was Julie Andrews style stage. You know, I mean, she can do some of the music amazingly, and we just it wouldn't work. We just so we dated off and on for years and kept breaking up over music, and that's what's funny about it.
It is kind of funny. I mean, we connected so deeply, like around the Lord and intellectually and in every other way. So we kept getting back together, and then it's like, well, this isn't going to work musically,
and
you know, God
so
just has
pretty.
God has a sense of humor, for sure.
It's so funny. Okay, I want to see if we can grab Lynn, Matt, if we could. Just get her in there. The four CDs are gone. Lynn, welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you. It's a group of people, Native Americans, that are really not integrated well enough in the metropolitan area, the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
And their music, as well as their dance, should be validated and appreciated. I love to do quiet time with the pan flute, with the wooden flute. I have harp music. That's not Native American.
Yeah.
Well, then, thank you. Thank you for your call, dear. I appreciate that
much. And thank you. And that's a great point, because really so much of what we're doing with Heart of the City is taking back world music and sanctifying it, making it holy, singing it to the Lord, using it to worship our one God, and
honoring
saying,
these cultures.
Yeah. Music isn't right or wrong in and of itself. It's a medium that you can take and use for good or evil. And so to use it to worship God is a...
And to honor the Native American style and culture really does give them such a gift. So let's listen into Wings of Eagles. Lovely. I can see you out in that lake, and I can see the eagle overhead, and wow, it's beautiful. What do you think when you hear that, Dan, on this side of...
Oh, I just love it. You know, it's so moving. You know, and Sandy really has become an expert at playing the Native American flute, and she just, her instincts are beautiful, and I still just like to listen to her play.
He's just whipped.
I love her.
Exactly.
She's so pretty.
What are we going to do about you, Mister? Well, we've just got about a minute and a half before we have to take a hard break, and so I'm going to have you pick it up on the other side, but start to set up the song When I See You. We're going to hear the whole song on the other side, but just sort of cue us up a little bit here.
Yeah. Again, this started as just an instrumental thing, and I started singing this high part that went with it, and it was just really moving to me, and what I found was like, it's like, and I said to go, okay, what's the title of this song? And it was like, I just felt like the melodic line just said, when I see you. And then as soon as I started to think about that thought, when I see you, all the rest of the lyrics came. So there's not a lot of lyrics. It's a short thing of lyrics in this song, but it's really moving to me. And it's about seeing the Lord face to face. When I see you and you see me, when at last I reach my destiny, when my longing soul feels your embrace, I will see your face. You make all things new when I see you. And just that hope and that passion and the rest, the relief of seeing the Lord face to face. That's what's in this song.
And you think about when you're talking, I'm thinking of the passage about the veil's been taken away, you know, and who we will be has not quite yet been revealed, but we will see him. We will be like him when we see him. I mean, you think about the glory that awaits for us is just a marvel. Well, we need to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to play that whole song, When I See You. If you've got questions or you want to just chime into the conversation, you can call us 877-933-2484-877-93-FAITH or email Susie@myfaithradio.com. More with Dan and Sandy Adler in just a moment. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. I'm so glad to have my good and beautiful dear friends Dan and Sandy Adler in studio with their guitar. They're going to play one song live, Lord willing. But we are celebrating the release of their brand new acoustic album. You guys have eight albums, did you say?
Yeah,
eight or nine? Or...
With the stuff we've done together, and then we've recorded like six with Heart of the City.
Yep. You've got such rich, you're one of those old souls. And we've had Matt Maher, and I don't know if you've ever heard his music before, but he's a young guy with a full head of gray hair, and he writes like a modern day hymnist. And I think you do that too. You're an old soul with this lyrical richness, and I feel like you could go through your lyrics and have a devotional time because they're so theologically rich. And so this is a neat thing, but I've heard you over the years say it's something you've always wanted to do is an acoustic album. And this is really one of my favorites of your projects, and I love all of them, but there's something about just riding in the car and just getting ushered into God's presence and praying. And I feel like you capture even, you know, the wind blowing. Yeah, I can see it. I can feel it. And I just feel it gives you that whole experience of being in God's presence. So this one you sort of set up before the break, When I See You. But a lot of times we have drivers who are just getting in their car now, coming home from work. Just give them a quick synopsis of what your heart is behind When I See You.
Well, the essence of it is just the idea of when we see the Lord face to face and just what that will be like. I often use the word relief, just relief. Life is hard and we don't see him. And we, you know, and sometimes it's gray and it's hard to know, you know, and just the joy and the hope and the fact that, like you said, we will be changed. We'll be like him when we see him face to face. Wow. What will that be like?
Indeed. So. All right. Let's listen in. Just speechless. It is so beautiful. And, you know, I have a new new way to use this music. You should use it when you're driving home in rush hour traffic. And I really do mean that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Truly, because it's like you can get so earthbound when you're in the thick of traffic.
Yeah.
But to be listening to this, remember that you are a spiritual being in Christ. You're a new creation. His eyes are on you. He sees you. And Sandy, we have a call coming in. We'll take it in just a moment. But speak to the person who is maybe stuck in the rush hour traffic of life even and just feeling like one of many and that they don't feel seen by the Lord. What word of encouragement would you have for them?
Well, those are the people we prayed for all the way over here today. Just, again, thinking in terms of the airport and how it's just people rushing off a flight and coming by and in the middle of life and in the middle of a chaotic moment. And just like this man, realizing that God is reaching into your life all the time, all the time. And so many times when he feels far from us, he's very, very present because it is about who he is and that unchangeableness. It's not about our moods and seasons and the things that we go through in life. There's this eternal, absolute reality. And if we live in that, like everything that's happening now is all moving towards something that's so much more amazing than we can possibly imagine. And so those drivers right now, just to keep that in mind, life comes in seasons. Life comes in these waves. And if you're in the middle of a dark time, there's always light ahead. It's God's absolute desire for you to walk with you in the dark time, to be there waiting with the light at the end of the tunnel, to reach into your life and speak to you in the midst of that.
Beautifully said. 877-933-2484. We've got Renee calling in from Minneapolis with a question for you. Renee, welcome.
Hey, Susie. Thank you so much.
I know that voice.
I have two quick questions. The first one for Dan and Sandy. How do you guys deal with the burden of being so talented and really good looking?
Yeah, it's just irritating.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
They have friends like us, Renee,
who
poke their little bubbles. Anyway.
But I was just wondering, how do you guys balance your everyday life with ministry? And then how do you discern which ministry needs to pursue? Because I'm sure you guys have a ton of things in front of you, and it's hard to choose when there are so many needs out there.
What do you say, Dan?
Yeah, that's a good question. We're always asking God. Every day I'm asking God, lead us, show us, open doors, close doors, show us what we should do. And, you know, it's bottom line is that, just asking God to show us the direction. And then between the two of us, you know, we just had something come up the other day. I said, do you want to do this? Can we do this? She just feels like, no, I'm going to be fried. I can't pull that off. And you just have to be realistic about what you can handle and what you can't do and just go. Sometimes even a good thing you have to turn down because Jesus left the crowd of people he could keep healing. We had to go rest.
Yeah.
And but so, that's a daily battle. That's a constant battle because you do feel the weight of that on your shoulders sometimes. I'm never doing enough. And to even live in any semblance of peace and balance, you just sometimes have to remember that about you know, how to do your ministry day by day and moment by moment and person by person.
Yeah.
Renee, thanks for that call. Grace, my assistant producer, and I were having this great conversation today just about the wonder of grace in that. Sometimes you see these extreme interpretations of what that looks like and what that means, where it's just relax and enjoy life. It's finished, right? And others who are just serious, serious followers of Christ and sincere in that pursuit, just as sincere as the people who are relaxing, but to the point that there is no time for belly laughs and lemonade stands and cliff jumping. Yeah. And I was telling her, I said, I think it's both, you know, because Jesus does invite us to by the sea moments where we jump, we do cannonballs, where we belly laugh and taste our food, and because every good gift comes from him. So we are children that are to be enjoyed by him and to enjoy the things he gives us. But we're also warriors to take our stand for some of the issues that are on the watch, on our watch. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think that juxtaposition of going, there are moments that I'm a child and I need rest, or I just need some time with friends. But there's other times I have to take my stand. And I think that's so different for each of us. And it goes in seasons, doesn't it?
And the resting can be the relational thing. You know, that picture of Sandy laying on her back in the middle of the lake and seeing an eagle come by inspires a song to be written, you know, to bring glory to God. And the same thing with a lot of these songs I wrote on a vacation, you know.
Yeah. They vacate a lot. I'm just kidding.
As much as possible.
I'm totally kidding. I just wanted to say that. Anyway, so Dan, tell us the story behind My Eyes Are On You.
The scripture behind that is out of 2 Chronicles, I believe it's 17, story of King Jehoshaphat. He was one of the few kings who were actually following the Lord at the time, and king of Judah. And at that period of time, all of a sudden, someone told them that our armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir were surrounding them. Overwhelmed, little tiny tribe of Judah, and they had no hope. And so he called a sacred assembly, and it said they gathered all the people in front of the tent of meeting, and he worshiped the Lord, and then he just said these words, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. And I just thought that's such an amazing statement. I feel like there should be plaques all over my house that say that, because most of my life feels that way. I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you. My life is fixed on you, because that's the only thing, and I cannot win this battle. These people, the things are too hard. Things are too great. And we were, we had gone through some real crisis in our lives and pain and someone that we loved real dearly. And I wrote this song for her and in light of that and for myself in light of this. And there's lyrics to the whole song, but we just sang the chorus. The lyrics are just the chorus of the song in this project.
And Sam, did you want to add anything to that? And just when you've been in those places where you truly don't know what to do, but your eyes are on him, how does God meet you in that place?
Well, you know, it's amazing because I think a lot of people struggle with different levels of mental illness too. And you know, I had in my 20s, I had a bout of deep, dark, black depression. And that, to me, that is where I really, really learned deep truths of the reality of who God is and the truths that are always there about him. He's always good. He's always present. His promises and his covenants are going to come to pass. And it may not be in this moment in the way that I want to. And I have to hold on in those really black, dark times to wait for those promises to be true. So as he said in the song, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you, because you are the reality that doesn't change.
Amen.
Your covenant will happen. You will come through. I will see you. That will happen. And in this dark place, I fight because I remember that.
Keep my faith in that. And the music on this song, I love this music. And it's kind of a Spanish influence. And it's a sad thing, but it's hopeful too.
I love it. Let's listen in. Be there. I don't know what to do, Lord, but my eyes are on you. That's Dan and Sandy off their new album, Acoustic Light. Last chance to call in if you've got a question for them. Here's the number, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. When we come back, we've got a few more songs we want to share with you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is just the best driving music. I'm so glad you tuned in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. I have my friends Dan and Sandy Adler in studio. They've been on the show plenty of times before, but we're celebrating a new project that's sort of a little bit of a departure, but not really for you. I mean, it's what you do, but this is a new thing, an acoustic project called Acoustic Light. And I love just bringing you this music, especially if you're driving home, where you can just be ushered into God's presence and remember that he's with you. We've got a few more songs we're going to try to squeeze in, but I also want to give listeners a chance to ask you questions. Marilyn is calling in from Shakopee with a question for you. Marilyn, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, I just want to thank them for their music at the airport. I was walking through the airport on January 1st, and, you know, the crowds and all the hustle and bustle, and I could hear this beautiful music, and I felt it was a real gift from the Lord for me. I love the Native American people and their culture, and so it was very, very special to have that at the airport.
Awesome.
Thank you. That's
so great. I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
God bless you for calling. That's so wonderful. Thank you. Okay, Dan, set up the song All Day, All Night. We're going to hear the whole song on that one.
Yeah, this is actually a vocal, real ambient vocal song, and I wrote it years ago. And this is a metaphor, and it walks you through a day in a life with the Lord, and it walks you through a life from birth to death. And so it's the morning, it's the daytime, and it's the evening. So the morning is our birth, it's the beginning of the day. The midlife is daytime, and the evening is when we go to die. But it's the idea of God. It's setting in a context of being in the ocean in a sailboat, and the Holy Spirit being the wind in our sails that leads us on.
So. Love that. Okay, again, if you're driving or just sitting at home, I just pray you would just soak this in. This is All Day, All Night by Dan and Sandy Adler.
Dreams fade fast.
absolutely beautiful. You know what's fun is, it's funny, riding in the truck or car with you guys, you two are in the back seat, and we're listening to music. A conversation is going on behind us in the back seat constantly, because you two cannot listen to music without whispering to each other. It's so funny, because you are just artists in your core. I mean, you really are. I mean, you love music so much, but it's so funny to, because Kevin are like, sounds good to me.
That is true. We process and process. I know. It's not necessarily always fun for everybody else as we analyze the mix and everything
about
everything.
Can you be quiet back there? No, I'm kidding. Okay, so tell us about Mercy Like Raindrops.
Mercy Like Raindrops is interesting because, and again, this is that example of Dan and his crazy prolific writing, but we were actually having a conversation as the CD was being put together, and I was looking at the collection of songs and it was being played and kind of thinking of the just the tone and the mood of it. And you know, I just happened to say, I just feel like we need one more of those absolutely lovely, kind of enchanting sounding, beautiful melody sort of songs. You know, like we're just, I just would love, you know, not even thinking, it just would be cool if there was one on there. Not in any way thinking, so therefore go write one. But it's like really within a couple of days. So then he's got this song all written. And it was another one of those, like so many of them, that morphed from being an instrumental to where then the melody itself almost spoke to Dan's heart, you know, and this is what washed over him. And it's just such a gorgeous marriage of melody and lyrics, where it's just mercy like raindrops. And I feel like the music so captures that washing over us, the mercy of God washing over us like a shower. And so, yeah, that's the story of that song.
Would you want to add anything, Dan?
That's it.
Wow. He's just thinking, I love my wife.
I love her. She's so pretty.
She's so cute. Okay, let's listen to Mercy Like Raindrops. Absolutely amazing artistry. Dan and Sandy, thank you for joining us in studio. I just love your kingdom heart, love your gift and the way you use it. Thanks
thank
for joining
you.
Us today.
Thanks for having us, Susie.
Always right back at
you. Well, if you want more information on their music, danandsandyadler.com. If you want more information on the ministry, this Kingdom Racial Reconciliation Ministry, heartofthecity.org. So glad you tuned in. Meet you back here tomorrow.